everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Welcome back to another episode. We're really super excited for this one. This one is near and dear to our hearts. Today, we're going to be celebrating all things snacks trivia. We're a big snacks household, aren't we?
Yes.
Yep. After school, every day, everyone comes back and has some snacks.
Especially me.
Yep. He's a big snacker. But before we jump into snacks trivia, we want to feature this week's fan question of the week. This week's question comes from listener named, funny enough, Emmett. And let's get Emmett's question here.
Hi, Dad and the Lad. My name is Emmett. What year did the Titanic sink?
What year did the Titanic sink? What do you think, bud?
1912.
How certain are you of this?
Very certain.
Yeah? You're a big Titanic history buff?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go back to Emmett for the answer. Here we go. 1912, we're hoping.
1912.
1912 is correct. Very nice. Awesome. Good job, lad. And good job, Emmett. Other Emmett, listener Emmett. Thank you so much for that question. Emmett logged on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and submitted that question, and he got on the air. So thank you very much for everybody for sending those in, and thank you, Emmett.
Thank you, Emmett.
All right, we're going to jump in with our easiest questions, our first questions about snacks trivia, and we're going to hop in with the easy ones. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots round.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question one. What classic cheesy snack is shaped like a triangle or square, depending on the piece, and famously comes in a red box?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its is correct. There's many kinds of Cheez-Its right now. There's puffed ones and grooved ones and extra cheese. And they've even got Cheez-Its that are like a little bit like over-baked.
Snapped ones? Yeah. I think that's called snapped.
Yeah, like they like bake them extra and they're pretty good. Are you a Cheez-Its guy?
Yeah, I am.
I like Cheez-Its. They're pretty good. Question two. What snack food is famously known for the slogan, "Bet you can't eat just one"?
I don't really know slogans. I don't know.
All right, he's going to kick himself when he hears this one. It's his favorite type of chip. Lay's potato chips is the answer.
See, I don't know. I only know one slogan.
What's that?
Which I forgot.
So you don't know one slogan?
It was the goldfish one.
Oh, yeah. The snack that smiles back. Goldfish. They don't use slogans as much as they used to. I think really they don't even need to advertise really much of anything anymore. They just kind of go to the store and it's there. I think that was when I was a kid. When the older people in the car at home were kids, we had a lot more slogans for stuff. Question three. Which candy-coated chocolate snack is known for melting in your mouth, not in your hands?
Snickers.
Candy-coated chocolate snack. You'd pour them in your hand.
Milk Duds.
Milk Duds is a better guess than Snickers. The answer we're going for...
Junior Mints.
...is M&M's. Candy-coated chocolate snacks. Yes. They advertise that M&M's will melt in your mouth, but not in your hand. I think it has to be pretty warm in your hand for M&M's to melt, but... So you ever heard that phrase before?
I have. I just don't know what it is for.
All right. Hopefully we can get the lad out of the rut. Here we go. Question four. What airline snack became a cult favorite and even inspired candles and lip balm flavors?
Delta Peanuts?
Oh, you're on the right track. Not Delta Peanuts.
Pretzels?
It's the other thing that Delta serves. And it's the cousin's favorite. She loves these. They're cookies? No. All right. The answer we're going for is Biscoff cookies.
Oh.
Biscoff cookies. They're real good. And the cousin loves them. Question five. Which 90s commercial featured a giant orange cheetah mascot with sunglasses and the catchphrase, "It ain't easy being cheesy"?
Cheetos.
Chester Cheetah from Cheetos is correct.
So got it right.
You did. Yeah, I'll give you that one for sure. So I think, do we have a little bit of background? Like, there was a Chester Cheetah recently that you participated in a big Halloween activity with?
Yes, my friend from the block dressed up as Chester Cheeto. I was the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Oh, yeah.
Perfect pair.
Yeah, it worked out great.
He basically just got to wear pajamas.
Yep. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. That was a rough one, but that's okay. He's going to bounce back in the next round. He's going to do all right. We're going to jump right in. These questions get a little tougher. We call this round
the Mind Mover round.
The Mind Movers. Question six. What fruity snack did commercials famously depict as rolling out in long, stretchy strips? And it came in flavors like berry tie-dye.
Fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot is correct.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah, there we go.
Fruit by the foot is actually not 3 feet.
No, how long is it?
30 inches.
30 inches, okay. So it's longer than a foot, though.
Yeah.
But it is not measured in feet, because that would not work.
But it's not 3 feet, which is like, usually, it's famous for being 3 feet.
Well, then it would be like, fruit by the yard.
Yeah.
Question seven. What is another way to say veggie tray? Hint, it's a fancy word.
Veggie platter?
Oh, that's a good guess. Calling it a platter instead. Yeah, I get that. The answer we're going for is called crudité. So crudité in French means raw things.
Crudité chicken?
Well, you don't want raw chicken for sure. But yeah.
To cook.
I think, do you think the mom put this in there for us to prove that we eat vegetables?
Sure.
We do eat vegetables sometimes. That is true. All right. Question eight. Comedian Jim Gaffigan rose to fame with a famous bit about what microwavable convenience food?
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets is correct.
Yes.
If you haven't had a chance to listen to Jim Gaffigan's whole sketch on Hot Pockets, you're missing out. It is hilarious.
How come I can't watch it?
Well, you probably could watch the Hot Pockets one. That one's pretty. That one's pretty tame for the family. Some of his stuff is a little borderline for younger ears, but for the most part, it's pretty clean for a comedian, at least. But it's really funny. Basically talks about how Hot Pockets can come out a little bit hot on the outside, but on the inside they're still like frozen solid. Or when you microwave them, it's either frozen solid on the inside or hot lava. That's like those are the two options. There's no middle ground. One of the two. Question 9. What snack was first created in 1937, originally called Rowntree's Chocolate Crisp, before its name was changed to something much more marketable?
Thin Mints?
Oh, good guess. Not Thin Mints, though. Incorrect. The answer is Kit Kats.
Oh.
Kit Kats were used to be
Rowntree?
Rowntree's. R-O-U-N. Rowntree's. So I think that's the name of the creators. Rowntree's Chocolate Crisp. Isn't that what they are? I mean, they're chocolate crisp.
Wafers.
Wafers, yeah. Yep.
But that's a bougie name.
But Kit Kat, that sells pretty easily. And finally, question 10. What popular snack mix was invented by the wife of a Purina executive and became a staple at parties in the 1950s?
Scooby Snacks?
Oh, Scooby Snacks. The Purina thing. Yep. Dog treats. Yep. That makes sense. But incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Chex Mix.
Oh.
Chex Mix. Yeah. That got really pretty big in the 1950s.
It's not as good.
If you can get the right spices on it, Chex Mix is phenomenal. But yeah, Chex Mix on its own, if it's like super dry, yeah, it can be kind of boring. And that's going to do it for the Brain Busters, the Mind Move Around. And now the questions are going to get real tough. So these are going to be the toughest questions we could find on snack trivia. We searched the internet far and wide, and you're about to witness the most difficult snack trivia that exists on this planet. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question 11. Which sweet snack food was banned in the U.S. in 2012 due to concerns about a banned chemical in its cream, but made a triumphant return after public outcry?
Twinkies?
Twinkies is correct.
Yes, it's cold.
Have you had a Twinkie?
Yes, they're amazing.
They really are. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who are willing to look the other way on whatever is in the cream in Twinkies, because
they used to be banana cream.
They have a lot of different fillings that they can put in Twinkies now. But yeah, Twinkies were pretty solid. I'm not as much a Twinkie guy as I am a Ho-Ho guy.
I'm a honey bunny.
Oh yeah. What are those, honey buns? Is that what they're called? Or sweet roll things?
I was going to say honey buns.
Yeah, I think they're honey buns. I think that's what they're called. Yeah, you like those.
They're big and they're tasty.
Mm-hmm. I like the Twinkies that have like the cream over the top.
Donuts?
They're the Twinkie.
No, like actually donuts. No. Those are amazing.
Well, yeah, those are good too. But Twinkies that have the like candy shell on the top of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Zingers?
Yeah, Zingers. Yeah, very. I think yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Those are really, really good. Question 12. Before peanuts became the go-to, what snack was most commonly served on flights in the 1930s and 1940s?
Pretzels.
Pretzels is incorrect. They actually handed out gum.
What?
Yeah. And you want to know why they did it?
To stop people's ears cracking?
Yep. Yep. Because of the air pressure. Yep. They handed out gum to help with ear pressure. So
gummy bears exist for that.
What is your favorite airline snack?
Apple juice.
Apple juice?
I don't really have a favorite airline snack because I don't fly a lot of airplanes.
That's true. You have not flown a ton. You've flown enough, but yeah, one of my favorite things to get on a plane is similar to apple juice. I like getting ginger ale. Ginger ale is like my, I don't normally drink a lot of ginger ale, but when I get on a plane, I enjoy ginger ale. Yeah. Yeah. It's really good stuff. For some reason, it tastes better on an airplane. I don't know why.
pressure.
The pressure, yeah, maybe. All right, question 13. What Japanese rice cracker snack is often sold in mix form with peanuts and was named after a U.S. general during World War II?
Planters?
Planters is a great guess, but incorrect. The answer is senbei. Senbei. But the mix with peanuts is sometimes called General Tso's mix.
Oh, General Tso's chicken?
Kind of like General Tso's chicken, yep. It kind of depends on where you are and that kind of thing, what the name of it is. But senbei is the Japanese rice cracker snack. That's a tough one. That's pretty obscure. Question 14. Indigenous tribes such as the Aztecs and the Incas were some of the first people to discover and cultivate this modern day favorite snack food.
Chocolate.
A chocolate is incorrect.
What?
That was very confident of you. I appreciate that.
They did invent, the Aztecs did discover chocolate.
The answer we're looking for is popcorn. They often used it for food, and they also used it for decoration. And so after the invention of the first commercial popcorn machine in 1893, it became a really popular snack at carnivals and fairs. And then eventually the most popular place for popcorn, which is
movie theaters.
Movie theaters, absolutely.
But the Aztecs also created chocolate.
Maybe. Did the Incas create chocolate?
No.
So that
the Incas disappeared.
Doesn't answer the question.
The Incas disappeared.
It's true. Question 15. What was the original purpose of the Pringles can's unique design?
You can pop it open.
It's pop open ability is close, and that is a nice piece of it, but it is incorrect. The answer is to keep the chips from breaking. They initially used them in that can to keep them from breaking, so they stayed whole. And also, but probably more important, they are stackable, so you can put a lot more on the shelf at one time. That's why they put them in the can. Now,
you can make an entire ring of Pringles.
Yeah, you could. Now, the lad went on an adventure with some family, and we played music bingo at an establishment here in Green Bay, and you won some Pringles, didn't you?
Yes.
That was like your big prize, but you won several times.
Yes.
What kind of bingo did you win? Like, what were the themes?
90s rock and emo punk.
Emo punk, that's right. But yeah, so like you had a bingo card and it had the different songs on it. And then when they played the songs, you marked it off on your bingo card. And then when you got bingo, you got to win. So
I also won a Cadbury bar.
How was that? Yeah, Cadbury chocolate is pretty awesome. Good, good stuff. All right. And that is going to do it for snack trivia. The lad did fantastic. Hopefully you at home did just as well. Some of these questions got a little difficult, but yeah, it was really great. We want to remind everybody that if you enjoy this episode, that we would love for you to rate and review us on whatever app you are listening to. 5 stars would be awesome. We would really appreciate it. It also helps us find listeners just like you when you rate and review us. So thank you for all those ratings and reviews. We appreciate that. We also want to say thank you to Oliver again for dropping that question on the SpeakPipe. If you would like to be featured on a future episode, drop over to that website, speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia, and leave us a question and an answer, and hopefully you could get you on the show. Thank you again, Oliver.
Thank you, Oliver.
And finally, we just wanted to say thank you for always coming back each and every episode. This snack episode was a lot of fun to make. Makes me hungry. I'm ready to eat now.
Ditto.
So, do you have any final words of wisdom or parting words about snacks?
Like you said, it's making me hungry. I mean, I knew a lot of this stuff. I also have to kick myself in the face a few times because I got some obvious answers wrong, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's all right. You did a good job. All right. Thanks for stopping by for this week's episode. We wouldn't do this without you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.